Tonight on TMS PM, what happened to your foot?
Selfies with the dead.
The Rock gets soft again.
Ew. Josh got busted.
Jurassic TV.
Eptime.
Your Twitter questions and more on this episode of TMS PM.
This is the morning stream, but it's not in the morning, it's at night.
TMS PM.
Hello, everybody. Welcome back to TMS PM, the morning stream evening show brought to you by patreon.com/TMS, where because you are helpful, happy listeners, you've gone there, you've given up enough pledges to make this possible, a fifth episode a week, and here it is.
That's right.
Take it for what it's worth. Enjoy
it. Thank you for that. That helps us out so much. And you guys, you don't even know.
Put it in your mouth.
You don't even know how that helps.
Put it in your mouth. Swish it around. See what you like. It's like a fine wine.
Listen, it's either that or I sell my body. So what's it going to be, patrons? Huh?
I didn't want to make it that clear, but yes. Basically, it comes down to that. Brian will have to sell his body. Mm-hmm. And it's kind of a buyer's market right now.
I wish I was selling it by the pound.
Yeah. People aren't as interested. And Brian's hot, sexy white body anymore.
That's right. No, cool, awesome stuff. We're throwing I've been talking about the 3D print stuff that I'm throwing in the stream sack. There's all sorts of awesome stuff in there. Prints.
Right. Yeah.
Stuff that Scott's doing that's kick ass. It's rad.
Yeah, rad. I like that term. That's a good one. Mm-hmm. Remember Rad Dudes, the arcade game? Rad Dudes.
I do remember Rad Dudes.
It was made by Data East. And,
you could tell they were rad because I think one of them had sunglasses, didn't they?
Was it Rad Dudes or Bad Dudes?
Oh, Bad Dudes.
Was it bad? I've been calling it Rad Dudes.
Now I gotta Google. Look at this. Already Googling something.
There is a raddudes.com. Raddudesfi.com. Rad Dudes getting stoked at rad-dudes.com. Oh,
I think
man.
It's Bad Dudes.
Okay, I found a great blog. I'm going to share it with you now. Here you go, chat room. Rad-dudes.com. Check that out. It's nothing but rad dudes. And they're all super rad.
They are super rad. Wow. That site does not disappoint.
Nope.
Here you go, by the way. Here's your Bad Dudes. It was Bad Dudes by Data East.
All right, give me Bad Dudes. You got a link there?
In the chat room for
you.
All right,
let's take a look there. Yep, it's Bad
Dudes.
I was
mistaken. I thought one of them had sunglasses.
I did too. What am I thinking?
How bad could they have been when they don't have sunglasses?
Maybe the Double Dragon guy did. Hold on. Double Dragon game. We look at that cover.
Duke Nukem had him.
Nope, Double Dragon didn't have glasses either. Who are we thinking of? I have the same thought, dude.
Yeah.
Maybe just all the 80s crap together mushed in one place. Just there's a lot of things with sunglasses on. Let's put it that way. That's probably what's happened. Who
right.
knows? Who knows? Right. Help, it's happening. Hey, it's a show. Let's do this thing. Let's get right into it. I got a question for you. You got big dogs with big padded paws, right?
Mm-hmm. I do have big dogs with big padded paws.
You ever have one run up a hill and start yelping like something's wrong with their foot?
Oh, is this the beginning of a Johnny Cash song?
It's the beginning of a Johnny Cash song.
I've got dogs with big padded paws.
Hello, Folsom Prison.
I hurt my dogs today.
I'm Johnny Cash.
So do they ever get little stickers in their feet and stuff like that?
Very rarely. When we walk them through the grassy path behind our house or around our house. So we don't take them through the sticker bushes, but they have in the past. Yeah, they've gotten those things in their paws.
Jim Rayner, the female dog, is very interested in running up and down these dried out kind of August hills that we have near us by a park. Do you remember Nerdtacular 2009 where we went to that park and then behind it was that big hill?
Yes.
And we took a picture
on
that hill.
Seamus stood on the top of that hill and pretended he was Christ the Redeemer.
Exactly. Yes. And smelled like
Christ Almighty.
Yeah. Oh, man. The bow coming off him that week. Woo!
Yeah.
We don't know where he ended up, but we hope it includes deodorant. Anyway, that hill is all dried out and brown now because it's late summer. It's always that way. And there's nice green park around it, but this one hill is just like brown. And the dog must run up that thing. She wants to so bad every time I go by it.
She sees the hill and she must climb it.
Yeah, she must climb it. And I let her, because these are her dog instincts. I don't want to stand in the way of progress.
Yeah.
So I let her run up and down that hill. And three out of the last four times we've been there, she gets about halfway up and goes, and comes down just limping on, walking on three legs with one paw sticking out like she's broken it or something.
Oh, jeez. Okay.
And so I thought, oh no, she's broken it. So let me get down all, you know, I'm down there looking at it and gingerly moving things around, trying not to hurt her more, and can never find anything. And then she's just running around again. Like she's fine.
Really?
So the only thing I can think of, she's like hitting a little sharp thing or something. Because she's not hurt. I'm like, later I'm cranking on her foot. She's like, what are you doing? Like, it's not hurting her at all.
Hmm.
So it's not like the kind of thing you can go to the vet for. It's like a mystery RAM problem on a computer, you know? It only happens once in a while. And when it does, you don't want to just, well, I can't reproduce it. I guess I can't take it in for warranty. It's like that.
Ugh.
But with a dog. So I think it's only this one hill, and it's happened 3 of 4 times, and it's in the exact same place. And so I walked around there today a little bit. This is the 4th time, but she didn't get hurt today. But I walked around anyway and looked for like little pokers.
Mm-hmm.
And I can't find any. So I don't know. I don't know what's going on. Is it possible she's got some kind of ankle thing and it only bugs her when she runs up hills? Like maybe I'm missing something and I should take her in. But then again, I don't want to go in and have that guy go, there ain't shit wrong with your dog. Give me $75. Right?
Right. Yeah.
So chat room. Thoughts, feelings, let us know.
I mean, you know, the scientific approach would be to find another hill and have her run up and just see if that makes any difference. I mean, that's, you know.
What would be the control? Do I have to have a hill that has nothing on it and then the hill with the pokies on it?
Well, just a different, yeah, I mean, just a different hill, right?
Okay.
Then you can compare the two hills. If she has no problem with it, then, you know.
What if I found a bobby hill?
Must be something specific to that hill.
Yeah, I don't know what's happening. I'm just a little worried about it. And I thought I'd share it with you guys because that's what I do on this show. It also gives us a little time to burn before we start right into what we call the evening news.
Radio today is different. Powerful networks span the nation from coast to coast. Shortwave radio girdles the globe.
Oh, it's the evening news brought to you by... Nope.
The NVIDIA show. What? Nope.
No, keep going.
Okay. The NVIDIA show. Really? Scott, tell us more about that.
I forgot I put that in there. Yes, so the NVIDIA show. It's actually called the Experience Point Show. And if those who listen to this show like live video games being played and two funny guys talking about them, well, then you might want to tune in. It's every Saturday at 3 p.m. Pacific. That's 4 p.m. Mountain Time in the only time zone that matters. It goes for 3 hours. We go from 4 to 7 p.m. and features all sorts of stuff. It's on the NVIDIA Twitch channel at twitch.tv/NVIDIA, and it's always fun, always a good time. And if you can't catch it there for some reason, I do put the audio up on the mega feed whenever possible, so you can get that there at frogpants.com. So join us this weekend. It's good times.
Cool.
Me and John Jagger kicking it back.
He's great.
Yeah, he's
funny
great.
On that.
Yeah,
well, he's funny all the time.
He's the only, I've always said this is the reason I called him, he's the only like gamer dude that I know that consistently makes me laugh in raid. Like, always makes me laugh. He's so funny in there.
He really is.
And it just, one day it hit me, I went, oh, I should do something with him. And it turned out to be a real smart move because he's freaking great.
He's perfect on that, yeah.
And he's really good. He'll play, like, healers and Heroes of the Storm and have best damage all night. Like, I don't know how he's doing it. He defies physics in that game. Really good in it. Anyway, check this out. Here's a stat for you. Put this in your pocket and smoke it. Here you go.
Okay.
1/3 of mourners admit to taking selfies at funerals.
1/3.
That's like taking a pie, Brian. You cut it into 3 equal pieces and you take one whole piece out and eat it. That's 1/3.
That's crazy.
Well, I'm here to help you with the math. 1/3 of mourners have admitted to taking these selfies at funerals and a majority admitting to posting the image online to garner sympathy. Less than 1/3 of those who had posted a funeral selfie online did so to remember the day. This was a survey. 2,700 British adults. Why do they have to be British adults? Well, whatever.
Well, because that's where they did the survey.
Oh, all right. That makes sense now that you say
it. The Telegraph did it or knows about it anyway.
The Telegraph did it.
The Telegraph did it in the library.
With the wrench or whatever. Anyway, they did this thing. These are all people who attended funerals in recent months and declare if they had taken a snap of themselves during the memorial service. Now, I'm here to ask you, Brian. You've been to funerals. I've been to some. I don't think I've been to one since, it has been a while. Like the last funeral I went to, I don't think phones that could do selfies were out. So there was no like smartphone where I could look at a screen and have it take a photo of me.
Right.
And maybe that means I'm lucky I haven't been to a lot of funerals lately. I don't know. Not a lot of old people have died, and just a lot of people I don't know have died. I've only been to 2 funerals in the last 15 years. Think of that.
I've been to funerals in the last, you know, since selfie cameras were available.
Yeah.
And no, I have not taken any selfies. And it's funny because my grandmother took a photo. This was back in the you hold up a camera to your face and take a picture with it.
Mm-hmm.
At my stepdad's father's funeral years and years ago.
Okay.
She took a picture of my mom and stepdad because they were quote, they were dressed so nice.
Oh,
here's a good picture of you guys dressed so nice. They're not smiling in the photo.
Right.
And she does this thing where she made sure that the date and time appeared on the photo itself.
Oh, I hate those.
Physically on the camera, on the image.
Don't you hate those? I hate
and
those.
And then she had it framed and gave it to them, and they felt obligated to hang it up. But here's that photo of us at your dad's funeral. Let's just hang it up here.
So even that feels a little weird. I feel like cameras just don't have a place at a funeral, right?
Yeah, yeah.
So, all right, we agree.
If you have a hard time remembering the day and need a selfie to do it, there's something very, very wrong.
I agree. I have a hard time forgetting the day. Like, I don't like the day my dad died or had his funeral. I don't want that.
Right.
I don't want to keep remembering that. I don't want a bunch of photos. I mean, we took photos later with the family that came in town and all were gathered at like a food thing that wasn't anywhere near the funeral home or any of that. I mean, you can do those sorts of things, I suppose. Mm-hmm. But yeah, it's a funeral. It's like saying, I don't know, it's like taking a dump on the prom dance stage. You wouldn't do that.
Right. It's disrespectful to the day, to the event, to the surroundings.
Yeah,
I don't know.
To the tone.
I wonder, are the people who are taking selfies like standing over by the open coffin and going, you know, holding a camera up? And
I have heard of a few of these.
Let's
see if we can find one.
Creepy.
Is there one on this article? Probably not.
I'm sure if you do a search online, I'm going to do it too.
Oh, here you go. They're all doing
funeral
duck face
selfie.
Here they are. There's some doing. They're doing them in these shots, and they're doing duck face in 2 of them.
God, people.
I freaking hate duck face.
And then they do the finger.
Yeah, like peace.
The peace fingers or something.
Yeah, or they do this. What's the sideways pointing down piece with the duck face? What's that?
Sideways pointing down?
Yeah, look at me, chat room. Check me out. So they take, it's like peace, but you're not pointing upwards. You're holding it kind of sideways like yo, 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 and you're pointing at your face.
Yeah, okay.
What the hell is that?
And one of your fingers is pointing down?
Yeah, what the hell is that?
I don't know, but it's tasteless is what it is.
Well, let's move
on.
There's
some really bad. Oh my God, this is horrible.
I know. People are terrible. People are terrible human beings. And you know what? I want to make something very clear here. They're no worse than they've ever been. They just have a public way of showing it now. It's an important distinction to make. All right. I had an argument earlier with somebody on the internet that I just about wanted to jump through Twitter and strangle him because he's completely missing the point on an issue. But whatever. I won't bring it up here in case he listens. Dwayne The Rock Johnson is starring in a new Disney action movie called Jungle Cruise. Oh, Lord.
They're basing the movie off of Jungle Cruise.
The theme park ride, yep. There's no director aboard yet, though Focus filmmakers John Requa, however you say his name, and Glenn Ficarra will write the script and hope to have as many cheesy jokes per minute as an actual Jungle Cruise ride. Because isn't that the thing where you're riding around the slow boat?
You're on a boat that's really on a track, and you've got somebody steering the boat around, and they've got a gun, and they shoot the hippopotamus that's about to come out of the water and eat your boat.
Yeah.
And hold on, Tristan. Tristan's here.
Yeah.
He's got a question during TMS PM. Come on, step into the camera here, Tristan.
And, oh, Nick does this all the time. He loves it.
Yeah, what's up, bud?
Happy birthday.
What is it?
It's a birthday present for me.
What? He's late.
We were at Nerdtacular when birthday time happened.
Yeah.
So he wasn't able to get me anything. And then I went to Vegas and, oh, dude, you're awesome. Want to see what he got me?
Yeah, what is it, a shirt?
He got me a crushed. Was this crushed on purpose? Did you get a discount on it? It's the the DC comic superheroes Lego Batman Penguin Face Off.
All right.
Face Off.
Face Off.
I can swap their faces and their heads.
Yeah.
Thank you, Tristan. You're awesome.
Oh,
ooh, and
the nice
Spider-Man versus Electro. Did you sit on these? What happened to these boxes? How long have they been in your car?
About a month or two.
A month or two.
Kids, dude, they're the best.
Nice. And this is the Spider-Man, Spider-Trike versus Electro. Thanks, bud. Give me a hug. Thank you, buddy.
Oh, that's sweet. Someone mark off their Brian Gets Sappy card or whatever. I think they only have one for me.
You're awesome.
That's awesome. Happy second birthday.
Oh, don't take the cat. Oh, he's taking
your mojo is what he's taking.
That's really what he came down for.
Yeah, Jungle Cruise, boo-hoo.
Throw me the Legos. I'll throw you the cat. Yeah.
Well, no, later you don't go upstairs and find him with a bunch of spikes through him. That'd be terrible.
Right.
One final note here. I didn't know this, but Guillermo del Toro and Ryan Gosling are making a Haunted Mansion movie based on the ride.
There's already been a Haunted Mansion movie.
Has there?
Based on the ride. Yeah, with Eddie Murphy.
Eddie Murphy, right. This is new then. Haunted Mansion with Del Toro directing, Ryan Gosling starring. That's kind of a big deal.
Actually, Del Toro, man.
Yeah. He knows how to make scary shit.
Yeah. It's going to be funny, scary shit, right?
Is it though? I don't know. Is it a comedy? I don't know. It was with Eddie Murphy. That doesn't mean it will be here though.
I'm not sure what I think about that. Cause I mean, didn't they do everything that they needed to do with the Haunted Mansion movie? I remember seeing it on a rental or something, and they had the floating head with the crystal ball with the head inside.
Yeah.
And turn back.
I wonder how referential it has to be to the ride. It would have to be to draw people in, right? You can't just make, like, Del Toro can't make another rated R horror movie, which he's really good at doing.
Yeah.
And then have people just show up because it's, I mean, Disney wouldn't do that. So I don't know what he's going to do.
It's not going to be, it can't be a horror movie.
No.
Kids are going to go to this. Yeah. So the Jungle Cruise ride, sorry, we kind of got distracted on that too. Did we say everything that needed to be said on that? I mean.
I don't know. What else is there to say? I guess he's just.
Like you said, is it going to be filled with.
It'll be The Rock. Here's my guess.
Yeah.
It's going to be The Rock. Okay, I'm just totally stabbing the dark.
Here's what it's going to be.
Yeah.
It's going to be the parts of Anaconda.
Yeah.
Before they found the snake.
Yep. Yeah.
Starring The Rock.
That's exactly it. And he'll run these tours. He'll be this American business guy who runs tours down somewhere in Central America, and it goes fine. He's not really making ends meet. And then there's one fateful mission. And there's a giant alligator or some bull crap like that. That's what's going to happen.
Oh, jeez.
You watch.
What's the next movie based on a theme park ride?
Oh, let's think about that. What's the Matterhorn?
Oh, man, perfect. There you go. Matterhorn. Yeah,
sure. But what would that be? Just we're climbing a mountain.
It's going to be adventurers who climb the Matterhorn and discover a Yeti that attacks them.
Ah, that's great. And then they get down real fast, barf, and then get in line again.
That's right. There hasn't been a Space Mountain movie either, but
brilliant.
I'm sure that's being optioned right now.
Brilliant. Josh Duggar. You may not remember him. I do. We've talked about him one other time. He's part of that 19 kids and not stopping.
Counting or something. Yeah.
19 kids.
Trade our 19 kids for a reality show. Thank you very much.
Yeah. We're happy to sign this deal with the devil and trade our personal lives for a little bit of TV fame. Anyway, Josh Duggar, the oldest son, he was, last time we talked, he was kicked from the show, and the show basically cut all ties from the family because it was revealed that when he was a teenager, he had been involved in some raunchy stuff with four of his sisters and some other girl.
Right, yes.
So that was all happening. But in the meantime, he has continued to be Mr. Outspoken Critic of traditional marriage and outspoken, or not a critic of, but a proponent of that, and a critic of gay marriage, and a critic of anything that isn't whatever the wholesome values of the 19 kid family is. And he's the first big name to show up in the Ashley Madison hack as having not one, but two active credit card paying accounts.
Oh, really?
On the service. He is now apologizing and admitted to it. After being outed as one of the 32 million people who used the cheating website Ashley Madison, hackers stole customers' information from the website and released it to the public that week or this week, exposing something Duggar tried to keep secret. Quote, "I have been the biggest hypocrite ever. While espousing faith and family values, I have secretly over the last several years been viewing pornography on the internet, and this became a secret addiction, and I became unfaithful to my wife," Duggar said in a statement Thursday. He did not specify... he did not specifically address Ashley Madison in the statement, which was issued in the wake of the hacker's data dump and later modified to omit the reference to pornography. Anyway, I brought hurt and reproach to my family, those friends and the fans of the show. with my actions, but the close friends and the fans of our show with my actions that happened when I was 14 to 15 years old. I don't understand that.
He's saying he brought reproach.
Oh, comma. His commas are weird. There's a lot of ands and not enough commas.
Right, yes.
Anyway, basically saying that stuff I did when I was a kid messed up. Now I've rebroken their trust. Here's what I just want to reiterate. I bring it up every time something like this breaks, Brian. The louder a person is about how everyone else is doing bad things, I always suspect something.
Yeah, right.
Always. It always goes that way. I've yet to be proven wrong on this. There are plenty of good people doing great work out there, but they're not loudmouths about it.
Because when you point the finger at somebody else, you've got four other fingers pointing back at you.
Oh, that's a great saying. Whose aunt or mom said that? Because that's awesome.
I want to say that was Stuart Smalley.
That's pretty good. I just don't buy it, you know? I never do, and it always turns out this way, and it's always something like this. And he is just the first, so I'm suspecting. Somebody on Twitter today said, you could sign a friend up on that thing as a joke, and you'd never know. And I'm like, wait. You can. You can't put a paying credit card in there, though.
Yeah, I mean, you'd have to use your credit card, unless you got a hold of their credit card.
Right. So I hope people aren't getting punked on this thing. And so when he told me that, I got worried. I'm like, oh, well, what if this guy and everyone else hasn't done anything? Well, it turns out he had. He totally admitted to it. But
yeah, exactly. I think there's too much work involved with setting somebody up on one of those things. I mean, I guess you could do like a vengeful ex-girlfriend, right? Because she would have access to the credit card.
Yep.
And, she'd say, okay, you know what? You're a jerk, and I'm going to put you up on this thing. And I guess that wouldn't really solve the problem, would it?
No, I like Icor in the chat room says the Lady Macbeth rule. That's exactly what it is. It's a great way to put that.
What's the Lady Macbeth rule? It seems like we've talked about this.
Well, Macbeth.
Oh, methinks thou doth protest too much.
Yeah,
right?
That one. There you go.
Yeah, okay.
That's the one. And I agree that's a good way of putting it. I didn't know if there was a term for it, but I really, it's like yours. Colorado Springs guy, mega church man, meth eater, and freaking gay guy dude, where the two things he complained about most were drugs and gay people. So it's just the way this is, man. So just don't buy it. And like John Stewart said his last day, if you smell something, say something. All right.
Especially with Ashley Madison.
Exactly. Was that Hamlet? Oh, maybe
people are saying it's Hamlet.
Freaking Shakespeare nerds. I have no idea. I don't remember anything. Jurassic Park almost had a TV show. You want to know how that went?
Yeah, tell me.
One of the biggest movies of the year, and now of all time, the Colin Trevorrow modern classic Jurassic World. And regardless of whether you enjoyed it or not, there's no denying the fact that it made people look back on Jurassic Park for more than 20 years of combined fondness.
And it was called Terra Nova.
Terra Nova, exactly. So check this out. Renowned artist William Stout was tapped in the 1990s to put together some concept art for an animated Jurassic Park show.
Really?
Yeah. Steven Spielberg apparently didn't care enough to do anything with it, but apparently this thing was going to be for kids, and it had some pretty amazing ideas in it. There is Jeff Goldblum was going to voice and be in there. There's some concept art with him in it this link.
So it's going to be like a... here's the images.
And the whole idea was to, you know, cash in on the merchandise and create a... I mean, remember, when RoboCop 1 came out, it was violent, horrifying, adult fare. Yet they still made a kid's cartoon out of it and sold action figures. I mean, I remember that very, very clearly. So it's not that weird for them to say, you know, we ought to try to figure out other ways to do this. And I think the 90s, that was still a thing you'd do. The 80s were more prominent for that, but the 90s they weren't opposed to it. So
this was going to be based on like the Lex and Tim, like the kids from the first movie.
Correct.
Oh, interesting.
According to this, and they wanted a graphic novel look to the series. They say that it would be traditional animation augmented with a bit of CGI animation, whatever that means.
Wow.
Like Futurama style, maybe. They do have a lot in there.
That's cool.
Anyway, you almost had one. You don't get it now. Sorry, everyone. No Jurassic Park TV show for you.
Now you've just got Jurassic World. Hope you're happy.
Yeah, now you're going to get like 10 more of those because that made a lot of freaking money.
It's still one of the best costumes at the Nerdtacular was Margarita Dude. Jurassic World Margarita Dude.
Oh, yeah, that was awesome. He was great.
He even had the whole like running the confused run down.
Yeah, the way he ran, kind of like shuffling his feet and like looking all over the place. That was really great.
Fantastic.
I liked his, and I liked Gary's.
Yeah.
Dale was really good.
Gary's Dale. That'd be Land Guy, for those of you who don't know.
Yeah, if you haven't heard of him. We're kidding, Gary.
That's
almost
right,
called to Larry. I'm kidding when I call you Larry. All right, we're going to take a break. When we come back, we've got app recommendations. We also have your Twitter questions with our Ask TMS hashtag on Twitter. Before all of that, we have a little break here with a song, and Brian brought one, and what the hell is it?
Right. So there's the possibility that I'm going to miss Monday's show because of jury duty. We're going to find out tomorrow night, and we'll let you know as soon as we know. But because of that, I'm moving a couple of requests from Monday to today. Now, if we end up having a show Monday, then, oh my gosh, what am I going to do? But I think we'll figure it out. Don't worry. All right. It'll be okay. It'll all be just fine.
Okay.
So this one comes from Scott. Hey, Scott and Brian. Couldn't think of anything funny there. Sorry. The week of the 24th of August, 2015 is going to be the busiest of my life. My twin girls, Freya and Eloise, are going to be two. And towards the end of the week, I'll be getting married to my best friend and soulmate after 8 years of being together. But the problem is we haven't a clue what to do the first dance to. So please help, cover legend. Never in the tadpole because of my job, bus driver. That's all one sentence.
Nice.
Love the froyo. Scott from the East Coast of the UK.
Nice.
So he's a bus driver, not a lorry driver, but a bus driver. So his request was anything slow, but something like the Weezer version of Rainbow Connection. So something, you know, where it's like a modern song, but done in a slow way. So here's what I picked out, and I'm not going to actually say the title of the song because I want people to pretend that they're at the wedding and they see the bride and the groom get up there to dance, and they hear this song. And it kind of slowly dawns on them what exactly they're listening to.
Okay.
All right.
All right.
I will tell you that this is by the band The Lounge Kittens, and it's from their album entitled Just the Tip.
All right.
You're already off to a great start. Happy wedding, folks.
Wow.
All right. Here are The Lounge Kittens.
All right. I'll play it now. You ready?
Play it now.
Here it goes.
Yep.
I could stay awake just to hear you breathing, watch you smile while you are sleeping, while you're far away and dreaming. I could spend my life in this sweet surrender. I could stay lost in this moment forever. Every moment spent with you is a moment I'll treasure. I don't wanna close my eyes, I don't wanna fall asleep, 'cause I miss you, baby, and I don't wanna miss a thing. 'Cause even when I dream of you, the sweetest dream would never do, I'd still miss you, baby, and I don't wanna miss a thing. Lying close to you, feeling your heart beating, wondering if it's me you're seeing. Then I kiss your eyes and thank God we're together. I just wanna stay with you in this moment forever. Forever.
baby, and I don't wanna miss a thing, 'cause even when I dream of you, the sweetest dream would never do. I still miss you, baby, and I don't wanna miss a thing. Miss a thing. No, I don't want to miss a thing. Not a single thing. And I don't want to miss a thing. Not a single thing.
That was delightful. Wow.
Isn't that crazy?
Yeah, I like that a lot. That was really cool.
So different from the original. So the original, of course, by Aerosmith, I Don't Want to Miss a Thing, which you sing while you pull animal crackers out of Liv Tyler's belly.
Yeah, exactly. That's where they belong is the problem.
That's right.
All right. Well, gratefully, thankfully, we're back, and we're going to play a little thing here as we talk about some apps. And I always like playing this theme, so we're going to play this. Here you go. Check this out.
Oh, it takes me back.
I know. The memories.
App Slappy.
There's your App Slappy theme. That means we're going to talk about apps. Brian and I are both iOS guys, but as it turns out, much of what we talk about is available on Android as well. Can't talk about you, Windows Phone. I don't know what you're doing. All right. Figure your own crap out. All right, Brian, I'll start, I suppose.
Okay. Go ahead.
I have, I think I've talked about it on the show before. I don't know that I fully reviewed it, but I think I've talked about it. If I have, I apologize. I may have forgotten, but I'm so back into it now that I feel like it's worth bringing up again.
Okay.
It is a game on my phone and also on the iPad and available on Android as well called Card Crawl.
Oh, yeah.
And I know I've talked about it.
Yes, we've talked about it on here, but that's okay. We can talk about it again. I love this game.
I think it's maybe my favorite game I've owned, played a ton of, kind of forgot about for a while, and then went back to, and now I'm kind of hard in again. And imagine if you could play solitaire-style dungeon crawl card games. Well, that's what this is. So it's a single-player game. You don't play with anybody else.
Mm-hmm.
You can connect and see how your friends are doing and all that, but basically it's all about you. You unlock special cards by getting cash for won matches, then you go back, spend those on those unlocks. You get better cards. That means you're better and better against the dude you're fighting against. And like solitaire, the goal is to just finish out the entire deck if you can. And you do that with cards that attack you, cards that attack creatures, cards that heal you, cards that give you special abilities. You know, you die, but that's okay because you want to just kind of keep going. It feels like a roguelike in a lot of ways. I love Card Crawl, and I just want to once again speak to its amazingness and why people should get it. It's $1.99, no stupid microtransaction bullcrap here at all. It is a straight up $2 game with none of that stuff in it. It doesn't even have any hidden, like, for 99 cents you can unlock all your cards now. It doesn't have any of that. It is a video ass game that just wants you to play it.
And you do unlock things, like you are earning more cards and higher levels and stuff like that, aren't you? I think there's the...
Oh, yeah. You're earning cards as you go, for sure.
Yeah,
you just can't outright buy them. Like,
right.
like some of these games let you. So, for example, and chat room, I don't know if you can see that very well, but I just got, he dealt me some cards. One is a three-level shield, so I'm going to put that in one hand. Another is a sword worth two, and then I have a bad guy who has 10 points of damage, and I have 7 coins. The coins I'll put in my backpack, that cashes out and gives me money. I only have to have one, there only has to be 3 of the top 4 cards removed or killed or somehow used, and then he'll deal more. Boy, I've got a real problem here because I've got now a guy who's got 9 damage, a guy who has 10 damage. So there's a lot to think about. Like, how do I do this? I don't have any potions right now. Chances are I'm actually probably going to die here because this is a very bad hand.
I know. Yeah. You get to that stage where it's like, oh no, if I would have just done this in a different order, I would have been fine.
The one piece of advice I would give if you're going to try this game out is know that it's okay to take damage. It's okay to be 13
exactly.
and let a 10 take you down to 3 because it's better to get rid of that 10 and use potions later than it is to try to hide the 10 and wait for him to be at the very end.
10s are brutal. Yeah, I mean, you know, because you might get a 10 and a potion at the same time. Let the 10 hit you, take you 10 health points down, and then just use the potion right away because letting them hit you clears out a slot. Clears out a card, and then using the potion is going to clear another one that might be enough to get you another set of cards dealt.
Yeah, well said. So never be afraid to take a bunch of damage because you get new cards. Chances, like here, I did that. I got down to 1. I'm almost dead, but there is a plus 10 potion. I'm immediately going to be fine. It's awesome.
Yeah.
It's just a great freaking game, and I can't stop playing it, and I never want to end playing it. So people should check it out. It's called Card Crawl. It's $1.99. And it's available, again, on both iOS and Google Play stores. So there you go.
So good. So good.
All right, Brian, what'd you bring? What do you got?
I've got a game by Dropforge Games. This was released earlier this month. And I hate saying this, but I think this one is only iOS. So I'm really sorry. I do try and find stuff that's available both on Android and iOS. But this one was recommended to me. I've been playing it. And I looked just a few minutes ago to see if it was available via Android, and it's not yet. It probably will be soon. And by the way, people, let's just to be clear, look at this. What I'm holding up right here is an Android tablet. So I'm not just iOS. I'm Android as well.
You're pretty agnostic on platforms. You know, you like whatever's cool.
I got my Mac here, my PC right there. So I'm a dual platform kind of guy, is what they say. So this is a new game from Dropforge Games. It's called Loot and Legends. And there have been no other games, iOS or otherwise, that have simulated the tabletop Dungeons and Dragons feel for me like this. Not only is it an RPG, but you actually have little plastic counters, little cardboard cutout on plastic base counters in the game. You have to deal with your older brother who doesn't want you to play the game when he's not around, and he can kind of make sure that you're taking care of the pieces. The pizza girl shows up, and you kind of have a little bit of a crush on her, so you kind of have to hide the board game when she's around because you don't want to let her know what a nerd you are.
Right.
It is a great game with a really cool walkthrough to start with. You start building up a team. You've got your warrior, you've got your magic user, your priest, all this stuff. This is really, really cool. It's a free download. It's a freemium game, but you don't need to buy any of those freemium things. Like, as you go through the levels, you're going to get loot, you're going to get armor, weapons, everything. And this thing is a blast. It's beautiful. It's beautiful too. Like, the artwork is really cool. It's got kind of a cartoony comic book kind of feel to it. Really worth checking out. It's called Loot and Legends, single player, pick up and play, put back down. You know, it's one of those things where
I know it's not clicking with me. I picked this up.
You did? Did
yeah,
you play it?
I got on the iPad and I played a little bit, not a ton of it, but it's like, somebody told me it's a lot like a board game. Dan could tell us, but there's supposedly a really popular board game, but also the combination of, which you've all explained, but the turn-based and mixed with card stuff and all that.
Yes.
Totally well done. Like, really well integrated.
It is. It's a really well done game. And
I forgot I'm playing this. Yeah, that's totally up my alley too. I love that stuff. That's great, dude.
Yes. So, for sure. Check it out. It's Loot and Legends. And as far as I can tell, only available on iOS right now, but I'm sure they're going to do an Android version at some point.
Yeah, why not? It mm-hmm. seems like it's doing well enough. It's up in the rankings as well. So,
mm-hmm.
and it's a straight up ass video game.
It is. Yes, you know? Exactly.
Yeah.
Right.
Which I appreciate more and more these days. I appreciate that.
For sure.
All right. Well, thank you for that. That's awesome. Everybody yeah. go check those out. So again, it's Card Crawl and Loot and Legends, right?
Loot and Legends. And yep. it's funny how you and I both went with a sort of card-based RPG kind of thing, but two very different games, but
mm-hmm.
But kind of similar in that aspect.
When I was a teenager, you couldn't have begged me or paid me to play RPGs of any kind.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it was kind of the one thing I could care less about. All I wanted was action games and things like
sure.
that. But something switched in like mid-90s, and now I am way more interested in RPG mechanics across all kinds of games than almost any other genre.
Hmm.
So, you know, even games like Rocket League, which is just cars and soccer balls, you still unlock things in kind of a RPG sort of way. You have
right.
leveling, like all of those mechanics have spread to everything else, and I couldn't be happier about it. I think it's awesome.
Totally. Yeah, it's true.
All right, it's time for where the hell is it? How about this one? This one.
And you can always follow me on Twitter.
The newest tweet.
Want to go bird hunting this weekend?
That guy on Twitter lied.
Okay, here's the question. I haven't heard that in a while.
No.
Why isn't Rick Perry running, or is he? And is he just not popular enough to be on the debates? Is he running?
No, he's not running from what I can tell.
I thought he was. Rick Perry running.
Oh, you know who I'm thinking? Mitt Romney.
Oh, yeah, Romney's definitely out.
Yeah, Romney's definitely out. Rick Perry, is he running?
Oh, here he is. Rick Perry is running for president in 2016, shrugging off 2012's loss.
There you go.
As of
did
June
you,
4th.
By the way, did you watch the... did you finish watching that bad lip reading of the debate?
Oh, crap. No, I haven't yet, but I will. I'm gonna. Tonight.
It is so, so, so good.
Maybe
it's
one
just,
of the best
fantastic.
I've ever done. Yeah, it's really yeah. good. Those guys deserve all their millions of... I think
they
it's
do.
Just a
this
dude.
Is the, one of the best things, and I'm, you know, I'm always going to be a fan of Russian Unicorn, yeah. but this is one of those,
yeah, it's
multi-watch kind of things.
It's a must so, subscribe.
Yep.
Excuse me. So here's the deal. Twitter questions, they come to us on Twitter by using the hashtag AskTMS. You can ask them anytime, but we are happy to do them mostly on Thursdays. And here are some questions, and here you go.
Okay.
Captain Kipper asks. A very active member of the community.
Mm-hmm.
He says, what Game of Thrones house do you want to be in and why? So I would like to modify this question and say, Brian, let's pretend that, you know, if you want House Stark, you can, and it shouldn't affect you that all of them are getting killed off all the time.
That's right.
Like, pretend they're all thriving houses with their own lands and everything, and everything's good and not bad.
That the, okay, so, I mean, Stark would be the... I don't know. Targaryen's a pretty good house to be part of, too.
Yeah, they're all right. There's some dicks yeah. in there, but, you know, the brother was a real douche.
Baratheon.
Baratheon's all right.
They're the accepting. Like, they're the, you know, they're the welcome all kind of house,
sure,
right?
Sure, sure. Well, Targaryen was, and then they weren't, and then they were, and then they weren't again, and now they are again. So, mm-hmm. they're all over the map, but it feels like the Starks are... If you don't count them getting killed off by terrible people, they're the most solid, you know, like that would be the place. I can't imagine too many of us would want to go anywhere but there to start with. But
right.
but if you want to get creative, you know, I'm not going where Lovejoy's from, freaking the Iron Sea. Freaking
Lovejoy. You mean Greyjoy?
Greyjoy. What'd I say? Lovejoy? Oops.
Oh, this is the welcome to the House of Lovejoy.
I don't want any of that. I don't want the flayed man bullcrap. Like, I don't want those weirdos.
Right, right.
Maybe Lannisters, if they weren't such jerks.
Mm-hmm.
They got a lot of money.
That's the thing.
Yeah.
You know, it's, and certainly not Bolton. House
yeah, no,
Bolton.
Bolton's the worst.
Do
we have I to think, go to Cousin Ramsay's house? He's the worst.
He's weird.
He shakes his hot dog in front of me.
yeah, I mean, I think, House Arryn, House Greyjoy, it seems like House Stark is the way to go.
Yeah.
I just don't like the whole winter thing.
Everything about Game of Thrones is kind of depressing if you think about it too long. It's not a great place to be.
Right.
I'll tell you what house I want to be in. I want to be in Hufflepuff. All right? They're nice. Hufflepuffs are nice.
Totally house, there you go. Martell. Let's go.
The Martells
we'll hang
are
out
right.
In Dorne,
sure,
right.
Sure, Dorne.
It's
kind of
like Italy, basically.
Yeah, Dorne's all people have better skin there. Yeah, let's go there.
Yes, Italy. All right, House Dorne.
Here's this. Daryl, the Trek nerd, asks Scott, okay. Since you are listed on IMDb, do you get a SAG card now?
So now you're listed on IMDb.
I need to go see what's up with this. So hold on a second, Scott Johnson. It's not a photo of me, probably. I can't imagine.
Actor, camera department, art department. Oh, yeah, because of that the video game movie thing, right?
Oh, right. The what was that called? Race to World First.
The Race to World First, yeah.
So there I am, Scott Johnson. Scott Johnson is married to Kim. They have 3 children. See full bio. That's all there is on the bio.
What number Scott Johnson are you? Because there's
I'm LXXXI. If you search for Race 2, it'll find me in the extended list. Yeah, probably not. I mean, Terpster and Dills are in here, too.
Mm-hmm. It's just not finding Race to World. Oh, it's under names.
Yeah, if you guys look for Race to World First 2013, you'll see us listed there. Anyway,
it's a little weird. Don't you need to be acting to get a SAG card? I think that you don't get a SAG card unless it's a documentary won't get you a SAG card.
Correct. I don't think. Even though that's kind of what this is, though.
Yeah.
So.
Oh, dude, you need to get in there and write your bio.
Yeah,
you know, you
I'm
need to
do
like
a bio. I want
to
do a who's the one that we loved? Was it Steven Seagal's? That was just
Steven Seagal's. That looked like it was either written by the most loving agent or by himself.
Yeah, I think that'd be fun. Listen to this review in here. This is pretty good.
Yes, that is. It is Steven Seagal's. Begins with Steven Seagal is a striking and somewhat boyishly handsome looking, often with ponytail, and usually impeccably dressed action star who burst onto the martial arts scene in 1988 in the fast-paced Warner Brothers film Above the Law.
Wow.
And that's just the first of...
That's just the chunk. First
10
chunk.
Paragraphs
yeah.
of this.
It is something to behold, that thing. So this is a great review. Somebody of this movie said, the best unbiased, most accurate documentary about WoW. Welcome to World of Warcraft. Massively multiplayer, blah, blah, blah. It says, enter Scott Johnson and the amazing team of the Instance podcast. They took it upon themselves to put together a look at the hardcore players of WoW. Well, we didn't really. The filmmakers did, but that's fine. That's fine. You learn why people play this game, zubba, zubba, zubba. I'm a heroic raid leader. Race to World First, amazing piece of work. Shouldn't be passed up by anyone. That's nice.
That's nice.
Review.
It's a great review.
There's six user reviews.
Here's the recommendation from the chat room. Copy the Steven Seagal bio. Change all the Steven Seagals to Scott Johnson.
Nice. I'm all right with that. I would totally do that. Right? Why not? How do you do that? I don't know how you do this. How do you get the stuff in there?
There's an edit button up at the top.
Do I have to be like a member of something?
You have to create an IMDb account, but you can have the free one. You don't have to have IMDb Pro.
Okay.
And I think that'll let you edit it. I don't know.
I'm totally going to do it and just swap my name out. If not, somebody listening may have access to that sort of thing. They have editorship or something. I don't want to get anyone in trouble, but it'd be awesome, wouldn't it?
It would be awesome.
Just change my name. Oh.
And if you have that power, go in and change Richard Cheese's biography too.
Is he in there?
I don't know. Probably. I imagine he's done something, right?
Richard Cheese.
Nothing?
Money to Burn. I don't know if that's the same guy.
Yeah, because there's so many Richard Cheeses. No, there it is. Mark Jonathan Davis soundtrack, Dawn of the Dead. Oh, yeah, because he did.
Oh, he has a full-on song photo on, and everything. Oh, he's got like a lot of entries. A
lot of soundtrack credits, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, and look at that. Acting credits, too.
Yeah. Weird.
Batman Beyond. He's a virtual newsman in Batman Beyond.
Must have known somebody.
I think so. No way. He was on an episode of News Radio.
Yeah. He was on Dawn of the Dead, the remake in 2004, it says.
Well, he wasn't. His song was.
Oh.
It's Down with the Sickness.
Oh, that was in that?
Yeah.
Oh. Well, does it say anything on here about how he's afraid of cameras?
Whatever you do, don't put a smartphone in front of him. He does not understand how they work.
Oh my gosh, look at the message boards, the most recent message post on his.
Scroll down.
The okay. Rape me one.
What does that say?
I mean, just click it and just look. What is going on? So if people can get away with this, I can do anything I want to my bio.
Yeah, no kidding.
All right, I'm doing it.
Jeez.
And I love that idea. Whose idea was that in the chat? We should give them credit.
Who said it first? Let's see here. Sunglow PM, I think.
All right, you're getting credit. Scott, are you planning to make a Frog Pants calendar for 2016? Says Felicia H. Don't know yet. This book is taking so much of my resources that I'm unsure, but it's possible maybe the calendar this year will end up being based on the comic.
Oh, there you go.
Something like that might work because we're already kind of working with that material. So that's possible. Peter Fisher asks, with Coverville's new funding scheme, will he be accepting Bitcoin? And will Scott Johnson be your manager?
My new funding scheme? Do I have a new funding scheme?
I don't know. That's what he's saying. What's he talking about? You don't know?
Well, I've been thinking about switching the Coverville citizenship thing over to Patreon, but I'm not.
Oh.
I'm not sure. There's some logistic things like, well, bottom line is what I'm currently using, which is AMember, which is a software thing that actually loads onto my website.
Yeah.
I have to export all that data out of AMember and out of PayPal and into another database, and then from that database generate all the mailing stuff for sending out people's T-shirts and DVDs. Pain in the butt.
Yeah, that is a pain in the butt, dude.
If I can do it all from Patreon right into stamps.com, basically export out a thing and then import another thing, you know who I need to talk to is Dave Michael.
He'd probably tell you, yeah. He does a lot of that stuff.
Yeah, I'll talk to Dave Michael.
Yeah, he's good for that. Here's one from the Red Shirt Diaries, the series.
Oh, okay. Uh-huh.
We love those people.
Yes, we do.
When was the last time you watched, read, listened to something that made you say, holy shite, this is my new favorite thing? This is an easy answer for me.
Yeah, I know exactly.
It's Fury Road, dude.
It was the day Fury Road came to my local theater.
That's exactly right. That's the last time, but there've been other times. Like the first time I read the Gunslinger first book in the Dark Tower series made me say that when I was reading that. The first time I read a Harry Potter book, I felt that way. Do you have any good examples?
I'm trying to think of anything that I loved that much to just say, oh, this is the best thing ever. I mean, I've liked a lot of things, you know, video games and books and TV shows.
You're a guy that likes a lot of things, for sure.
I'm a guy that likes a lot of things, but I can't remember the last thing that I loved over all other things.
Or like something just blew your mind.
Yeah, what was it? I'm sure it'll come to me. I'm sure somebody will remind me that, like, you know, at one point I said, oh, this is my new favorite thing. Even music, like what albums have I said that about?
Hmm. I came close. Well, maybe this is one for me. When I played Rocket League for the first time, I couldn't believe how fun that was.
Right.
Yeah, that's an amazing game.
Mm-hmm.
And I said at the show, at the event during the current Geek panel, the biggest thing of the year for me personally was figuring out that I still really like playing competitive multiplayer games, and I kind of thought I was done with that for the rest of my life. I kind of thought, my Quake reflexes aren't what they used to be, and I'm, you know, those days are behind me. I'm not playing Unreal Capture the Flag anymore.
Yeah.
But along comes things like Rocket League and Heroes of the Storm, and I am all in on that now.
You know what it might be for me? It's funny. Fang Fueler in the chat room said Spice Girls. We're probably thinking a little more recent than 1999, but that was one of those seminal moments. Dice Masters.
I've been totally
digging Dice Masters.
Yeah, yeah. You seemed enamored when I watched you play.
I'm definitely enamored with that.
Yeah.
So.
Well, that's good. That's a good one.
Yeah, that's a very good one.
All right. How about this one? Alex Turner asks, Scott, why don't you have an X in your tadpole handle? What's going on with all the X's? I don't understand.
So there was a deal where somebody, I think it was Zeladir, accidentally had put an X after his name because he was trying to clear up a situation where his name was in two places. And so he couldn't be Zeladir where he wanted to be Zeladir. And he added an X to it. And then everybody else started adding the X's. During the PM, during TMS PM, they actually switch it over and do their name with a PM. Although some people actually have X and PM in there. Right now I'm XOXO Coverville because of the pronunciation guide thing that we listened to the other day.
Wow.
And also because I'm too lazy to change it back.
Right.
But I think that's what it's all about.
It's just a slash Nick and then change it, right?
Yeah, exactly. That shows you how lazy I am.
Oh, well, let me do it. I just tried. What if I change my nick to Harry Butts? Oh, it worked. Now Harry Butts. Crap. I'm changing that again. Okay, now I'm known as Scott Johnson. I don't want to be Harry Butts.
All right.
Let's see.
I'm going back to Coverville now.
How about this? Christopher Blythe says, would you rather have hair nowhere on your body or be very hairy all over and not be able to shave?
Okay, so tell me that again.
That's easy. What would you rather have hair nowhere on your body, okay.
so completely hairless.
Like all somebody right. with alopecia or something, right?
Uh-huh.
Or be very hairy everywhere and not be able to shave?
Yeah, I'd easily choose the no hair anywhere.
Yeah,
I know a guy with alopecia. Had drinks with him the other night on the neighbor's back deck.
What does he do for his eyebrows? That's usually the big thing. Cause
he wears glasses. Like I think he just wears like fashion-y glasses.
They kind of are high up.
Exactly. They sit high up enough that people don't notice that he doesn't have eyebrows.
Oh, okay. Because my wife goes to a nail lady who has
who
it.
Who draws them on.
And she draws, yeah, she had them tattooed on, actually.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm. She has tattooed eyebrows.
I couldn't make that kind of commitment.
Yeah, you're afraid. Committing to the same eyebrows forever, dude.
Right, exactly.
That seems crazy to me.
Yeah.
Yeah, I agree with you. And then some people get their eyelids tattooed, so they have permanent eyeliner.
Oh, eyeshadow? Really?
Why would you do that?
Yeah, no, did I tell you that I came up with the tattoo that I absolutely will pay for, that I absolutely will get?
No, tell me.
All right, I was in the... I was at the Luxor pool with my uncle. We were sitting there looking at some, you know, people walking by, and they had some really crazy tattoos, full sleeves, and they had like a full neck to ankle tattoo thing, right?
Always impressive to see those, always.
Always impressive, because you think of what they went through to get that put on. It's like, mm-hmm. all right, you mm-hmm. know, it's not for me, but I bow to you for doing that.
Right.
And it dawned on me what I want to get for a tattoo, and I don't know where I'll get it, maybe like upper back or something. It will be... reversed panels of Beetle Bailey and Blondie that have been kind of stretched out, like I'm made out of silly putty and I fell asleep on a color newspaper.
That's a great idea. I actually really like that idea.
I will totally do that, because the people who get it will get it, right? And the people who don't will be like, well, I don't understand your tattoo. I don't get that. What is that?
And then you get to explain it. That's amazing. That's really actually one of the more creative ideas I've heard. I don't think I will ever get one, because I cannot think of a thing that I would want to have as permanent as that. I can't think of anything. Like, that's the struggle for me.
Yeah.
And there's, you know, when you're younger, like, yeah, man, I'm going to get Black Sabbath logo on my arm. I was like, yeah, but one day you're going to hate Black Sabbath. Or some girl today with her One Direction thing. She's going to regret that stuff. I promise. I promise you that.
Yep.
Would you consider, says Lawrence Titer, would you consider buying an electric car in the future? Or do you stick with gas? I'm all about electric one day.
Totally. Yeah. Are you kidding me?
I just need to make sense and, you know, be more ubiquitous and be able to charge it where I need to and things like that. But yeah, I'm ready.
I need it to be able to not have a short available distance. Like it needs to, like Teslas can recharge as they're driving, right?
Sure, sure.
So that's what I need.
No, wait.
Because I'm all about the road trips.
Teslas don't recharge.
Okay.
What's the one that does?
There's something that does, isn't there?
Well, the hybrids will switch over to gas when needed. Ah, crap, I don't know. Does one of them charge as they go? They should figure that out, though, if somebody hasn't. Anyway, I'm all for that whole world coming to fruition. It's just going to take a while for it to become sensible for most people. Mm-hmm. I'll do one more here. How about... okay, I like this one. Dr. Number 81 says... if you were made to choose one food type to eat for the rest of your life, what would it be? I would say sushi, because if it's just the type, that means I could have lots of variety.
Exactly.
There's good things in all of it. Like, I could totally survive on sushi.
I couldn't go as wide as saying like Japanese food, could I?
No, it has to be like a...
Has to be a genre.
He didn't really specify, but I'm thinking that's what he means.
Yeah, I think that seems like...
So it'd be like cheating, all burgers or all pizza or all, you know... Mm-hmm.
Yeah, sushi is an easy choice, because there is such a variety of that.
And it doesn't make you feel gross when you're done. And it's good. Sushi's good for you. Eat it. That's it. Thank you guys for those. Ask TMS is the hashtag. Please use it. Send us your questions, and we'll be happy to read many of them right here on the show. That's going to do it for our PM edition. Again, brought to you by patreon.com/TMS. Consider supporting us if you haven't. And if you already have, thank you so much. We appreciate you beyond words. We'll keep making rad stuff for you, we promise. The website is frogpants.com/TMS. Our phone number is 801-471-0462. You can email us, themorningstream@gmail.com. On Twitter, Coverville, Scott Johnson, and Morning Stream. That's freaking it. Why don't you play more music now, damn it?
All right, I will. And just as another reminder, we talked about the top of the show. Maybe no show Monday, depending on if I have jury duty. We'll find out for sure after 5 p.m. Mountain Time tomorrow.
Yeah.
That's what we'll let you guys know.
And we'll let you know on both Twitter and the Facebook Tadpole page and all that stuff. So
exactly.
We'll let you know.
Exactly. There's even the possibility I might not be able to be here Tuesday, but we'll figure that out when we get closer.
Okay.
Because that's a whole separate thing.
Yeah.
All right. Austin of Boise, Idaho wrote in, said, "Hey, Scotch Bright and Brillo Pad.
Oh.
Monday, August 24th is going to officially be my last first day of school as I'm entering my final year of law school. TMS and FilmSack have kept me going through many a late night and early morning, and getting a wish granted by the music genie Brian Ibbett himself would set my year off in style. I specifically remember walking into my first law school class 2 years ago to the cool tunes of Fleetwood Mac to calm my nerves. So a Fleetwood Mac cover would hit the spot. If that's not available, a song about all things tender crisp, bacon, cheddar, and ranch will suffice."
Gotcha. Damn it. Play.
The tender crisp, bacon, cheddar, ranch.
There you go.
Wrong I'll tab. Be listening in the law library, probably not preparing for class. Thanks for everything, Austin of Boise. P.S. Every time I hear the name Morning Stream, I think of having to pee really badly right after waking up. Cheers.
Nice.
Well, okay. Good for you.
Mm-hmm. It's where everybody knows your name.
Right. So his main request, his number one request, was "The Chain" by Fleetwood Mac, is covered by Florence and the Machine. I'm totally happy to play this cover because it's so cool. This was recorded back in 2010 at the Glastonbury Festival in the UK, and is a live recording. So there's a little bit of crowd noise at the beginning and end, but it's recorded very. It sounds like it's recorded from the soundboard, so it should be just fine. It is "The Chain," originally by The Mac, covered by The Machine with Florence at the helm. Have a great weekend.
Florence at the helm. She was great on Brady Bunch. Thought she was fantastic.
Florence at the helm.
There you go. All right, here's your song. We'll be back maybe on Monday. Find out soon.
Stay tuned.
Stay tuned for the exciting news tomorrow at 5. We'll see you guys then. is part of the Frog Pants Network. Get more at frogpants.com.
Life's a joke. Shitbird!
Shitbird!